Do you know that feeling when everyone is talking about a movie that you haven't seen? Have you ever felt compelled to make some vague comments just so you can join in the conversation? Well, what if you were in too deep? Do you think you could convince everyone that you'd seen it? Or do you think your version would be so much better that no one would care? Here at Faking Movies, we're always the ones who haven't seen the movie.
Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Hey, welcome back. Yep. There it is.
Oh, it's modest hey, this week. We're going to need Seth. A new instrument. We're going to have to Amazon some shit.
Play.
Like a vuvuzela.
Yeah. Play an actual song for me. I dare you.
No, oh, no, God, no. Oh, God, no.
Yeah, look, he's silent. Anyway, this is fucking Faking Movies. That is Seth. Yeah, I'm also always. Here, of course, with my actual friend, Zach, as opposed to Seth.
Whoa!
Wow. Climbing that ladder.
And another very dear friend of mine, Manny. Hey, Manny, how are you today?
What's going on, guys?
Not much. I apparently didn't make an annoying enough noise this time.
Oh, well, yeah, not even a little close. So, remind me again, guys, what episode is this?
This 37. Is episode... Is it 37? I thought it was 36.
It's 36, ooh. You're right. Yep.
All right, so... Oh, episode 36. And shit. Don't forget, everybody, check out fakingmovies.com and check out our WordPress site. Because Seth has been putting some gold up there lately, so got some good stuff
sure
going
enough,
on there.
Sure.
What's the WordPress site?
It's fakingmovies.wordpress.com. Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you, Manny.
I think Manny should be our new hype man, because he seems to actually understand this.
Yeah. So Manny, might, Manny's the brands, and we're all the... I don't know.
alcohol.
We're all the curlies.
You're all the alcohol, okay. I like that one.
As I've learned many times over, just about every guest we've had since probably episode 10 has a better understanding of how this show works than I do. Yeah. So, Manny, if you want to come in and just do every episode...
Congrats, you're the new producer.
Wow. Oh my gosh. Thanks, guys. I dreamed of this for a long, long time. Like, wow.
At least for the like 2 weeks that you've known the show has existed.
That's right. Yo, at least. At most, maybe like a month, but there's time.
All right, so Manny. Oh yeah, yes. Go ahead, Seth.
Oh, no, I was just going to say exactly what you were going to say, so...
Yeah. All right, well, Manny, why don't you tell us what movie you are here to fake and the actors that we gave you.
All right, you gave me Bridget Jones's Diary, or Bridget Jones' Diary. Bridget Jones's Diary. And you gave me
the
three
spelling,
actors.
The spelling is confusing, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I guess they didn't want to do the Diary of Bridget Jones. It's too on the
nose.
Yeah, it's kind of dark. Yeah, a little bit. But Colin Firth, Renee Zellweger, and Hugh Grant.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, a short.
Oh
one.
Yeah.
All right.
It's cool. A very short list this time.
Yeah, you didn't give me too much to work with, but I still like with those three, especially Hugh Grant, and we're talking about like Hugh Grant in the 90s. I don't really need much more than that.
You have no idea, Manny. You have no idea.
Manny,
how could you not?
No,
how could you not?
So, you know, it's amazing that you're such a fan of my
just,
work.
I'm just so befuddled.
Classically befuddled.
I'm always fixing my hair.
Yeah. God, he is. It's so good, though.
Yeah. I'm saying he has nice hair to fix. So,
oh my god,
it, right?
It's glorious. I was rewatching
this movie earlier today, and the person I watched it with mentioned a friend of the show, Eva, actually, that you should hate someone with hair like that, but he just pulls it off so well.
He's a charming motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah!
Like. That is charm, you know? Like
Yeah.
So Manny, what's your plot for this movie with always charming Hugh Grant.
Well, I mean, it's
really, it's criminal that I haven't been recognized as much in America as I have.
It's a very important plot point. His charm. Yep. So, I mean, you know, with these three, you gave me, I'm thinking like, you know, it's gonna be like a typical rom-com, but mm-hmm. with a twist, cause, you know, it can't just be, this was a movie that I had heard about at least, so maybe there's something different. So.
It's gonna be like a Hellraiser, like with a puzzle box.
No, or... not all that. Just a.
So it's gonna be more like Hellraiser 2, Hellbound.
Some light espionage, you know, a little bit of stalking, you know. Oh.
Fun,
but yeah, a happy ending.
A dark rom-com to begin with.
Yeah, everyone enjoys light stalking.
Cool. Certainly,
it's half the calories, man. You got to go for it.
That was.
Oh, and let me tell you, everyone on this show is calorie counting now, and we can't talk about anything else.
Oh my god, it's my whole life. And it's still hard, fucking guys. Fat. It's terrible.
Oh no! It's hard, man. Nothing's worse than like looking at the package after you've already committed to eating it and realizing how much you're eating. You're like, oh damn, 500 calories. All right.
Yep. So true. Yep.
I ate a sleeve of Oreos for dinner.
Oh, wow. Well, and breakfast and lunch tomorrow, turns out. Surprise.
Hey, you're planning ahead. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Without further ado, let's...
Sorry. Go ahead, Manny.
Let's watch... Let's Imagineer this movie.
Yeah.
All right, well, it starts off with Colin Firth and Renee on a couch. They're watching, like, some romance movie together. And at first, you think they might be a couple. But no, she falls asleep on his shoulder. You know, he gets up. He puts a blanket over her. You know, he's like, he's caring, but they're roommates. This is the thing. Now, Colin, he is in love with Renee, but.
Of course, yeah.
He's always.
Classic setup.
Yeah.
Classic setup.
He's
always
had terrible luck with women. He's always been, he doesn't know how to talk to them. He doesn't know how to talk to people in general, really. But, you know, he tries.
It's that British face of his. He's just, nobody likes that.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
Well, they share an apartment, and one day she goes out, whatever, and he doesn't realize. He pops in a room to see if she's there, and what does he see? It's her diary sticking out of her nightstand. Uh-oh.
Nice.
Yep.
So he goes in there, and he's like, all right, maybe she's secretly in love with me, too, and I can make my move. And so he opens it up, and, you know, it's the same, you know, diary bullshit, but he gets closer to now, or present time at that point, and he sees mention of this guy, Hugh. And, you know, she runs into him, you know, at the gym, in the grocery store. Like, you know, they cross paths, but they're not, like, dating. They just, you know, they've chatted now and then, but she's, like, enamored with him. And he's like, oh, damn. He seems so charming. Like, oh, my God. I want to be like this guy.
Now he knows what kind of man she wants.
Yep.
Oh no.
So he using the clues in her diary, he finds out where he was going to be next, and he finds out that he likes to go to this particular grocery store on, let's say, Tuesday, because on Tuesday they deliver the avocados, and this man, he loves avocados, and he mentioned to Renee at one point that, you know, you always got to go on Tuesday for the good avocados. So Colin's like, all right, I got that. I'm going to go.
Wait, he wants those rock hard avocados? Those, like, got to wait 5 days avocados?
Well, I mean, if you're trying to eat avocados for, like, more than a week, you got to get some of those.
Oh, it's, that's true. You know, okay. Mm-hmm. You want a strata of red.
Yeah, from green to black, man. You got one for every day.
I got you. Yep, makes sense. Makes sense.
So he goes.
All those delicious tree testicles.
I mean, they are so good, and
they're
source
great.
Of oil, guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's what the word means, testicle.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, avocado. Really? It's
Hey, Seth, wait, are you on the job market?
I might be on the job market if we want to talk about the word aguacate, which is
do you have training
the
in
Aztec word,
Seth?
Which means testicle.
Oh wow, I feel like you guys should put the star sound effect, and the more you know, because I feel like I learned today.
Can we? Can we
That's the hope.
Post, like, cross-post this to edutainment? Like, I think this episode qualifies.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think kids need to know about testicles and avocado connection.
Yeah.
Just know what you're eating, kids.
Yep.
So, so Colin, well,
when they're
to the
wrinkly,
store,
like them too.
That's kind of the point,
man.
Yeah, that's what
you say when you're at the grocery store. If you're handling some avocados, like, wrinkly, yeah. like testicles. That's how you know they're good.
Oh, now I get it. And just rotating two in your hands the whole time.
How many Whole Foods are you banned from in...
Well, all of them in Virginia, for sure.
Yeah.
You just wear a different hat every time. That way you can keep going back and fondling them.
Yep.
It's like the idea of fondling produce. Like, who would do that?
What do you guys do on Sundays? Like, come on, I can't be the only one.
On Tuesdays, I go in and fondle the avocados.
Because they're hard.
That's all right. That's in Britain though. See, our avocado delivery days are different here in the States.
Yeah. They have different days of the week over there. That's true.
Yeah, it's true.
They've won those
Queen's
middays.
Day.
Yep.
Middle day.
Saint Swithin's Day. Like
Swithin's Day. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's the week.
Their weeks are 12 days long. It's weird. Yeah.
it's rough. When you're trying to like schedule something with someone from there, it's like, all right, which Tuesday are we talking about though?
It's a nightmare. Liz too has no idea when our show comes out, even though she's a fan. She just guesses.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
You guys have a friend named Liz too?
Yeah, well, she's pretty famous.
Is she the sequel?
Actually is true. We actually have a few listeners over in England, and we just assumed it's Queen Elizabeth. So.
Is she the sequel? It's really good. Oh, fuck, that's funny. Oh my god.
Shit.
Somebody call Netflix. You've made a solid gold right there.
I think we're about 4 minutes into your movie and you've already won, according to Zach anyway. So.
Literally.
This is where we get into the little bit of spying. So Colin, you know, he's gonna try and follow Hugh, but like he doesn't want to get caught by Renee. So he gets like this weird disguise. He like wraps like, you know, bandages around his face.
And
that way, like if someone's like, "What happened?" He's like, "I got burned." It's like real bad. And
no one ever wants to like make someone elaborate on that.
Yeah, no one will question you past that. So he's like, "I got it." So he goes to the grocery store and he waits by the avocados for like an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, and then Hugh Grant shows up.
Finally.
And
God,
this dude is like,
that's how to get kicked out of a grocery store for sure. Yeah.
Well, when people ask him like what he's doing, he's like, "Listen, I got my face real burned," and they're like, "Oh, it's okay." So Hugh comes in and he takes this opportunity and he sees Hugh's, you know, checking the avocados, and he's like, "Man, Tuesday, right?" And he's like, "What?" He's like, you know about Tuesdays? And he's like, "Dude, fucking, I love avocados. Like, don't you?" And he's like, "Yo, I love them too." And so,
I want to pay two like regional theater actors to just post up in a grocery store on a Tuesday and reenact this scene.
Yep.
It'd be the most benign Jackass sketch of all time. Oh God, it's perfect. Yep.
So they fondle avocados together for a little bit, and Colin's kind of out of his depth. He doesn't really know anything about avocados, but you know he helps, and he's like, "Damn, what happened to your face?" He's like, "I got burned." He's like, "Oh, that sucks." All right, cool. So he's like, "Oh man, do you want to like hang out sometime?" And since Hugh is charming, he's like, "Yeah, man, why not?" So they start hanging out. Heavy, and you know, Colin's getting advice. He's learning. He's you know, Hugh attracts all the ladies. The kids love him. The old people love him. Everywhere they go, he's just attracting attention, and he's learning. Yep. He's taking these notes, and you know, slowly but surely, when he's home with Renee or doing stuff with her, he's like trying to be a little more suave. Mm-hmm. And He has he thinks it's working. So he gives about 2 weeks. And in this time, you know, Colin, you've been hitting the gym. They've been grocery shopping. They saw a movie once or twice. They might have like met for lunch, coffee. I don't know. But they're friends. They're like good friends. And Colin's
wait,
like,
so
all
he
right,
hits the
I've
gym with
enough.
Them with facial bandages on? Like,
He got real bad burns, Lee. You don't want to talk about it. So
nobody asked questions. We've established this. Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, man.
So he goes into Renee's diary, and there's slight mention of him being a little more suave, except it ends with, yeah, I really wish he could find a girlfriend because he's such a sweet guy. And it's like, oh, you know, that's like a stab in the heart. But whatever, he's going to keep trying.
Yeah.
He's not there yet. So in the diary, he finds out that they're going to like this event, this like gala event. I don't know, museum opening maybe. But it's a dressy event. So he's like, all right, I'm going to go with Hugh, and I'm going to woo her as Bandage Man.
This is a real this is a real
it's not a good idea.
Diversion. Oh,
it's not a good idea. No.
Yeah.
So he goes, but
it's like sort of situation.
A little bit, yeah.
Dude, you can't talk about we haven't done it on the show yet, and I want to real bad.
Bleep.
Do you know how hard I've been trying to not make references this whole fucking time?
Okay, well, we'll bleep that. We'll bleep it.
Okay, good.
You have to bleep the spoilers, man.
Yeah. Every instance of that title, you have to bleep.
Yeah. Yep. We'll get it.
Just the title, though. That way people are actually confused. Like, what? Don't talk about.
Confusing our audience and alienating them is one of our hallmarks.
Yeah.
Maybe our only one. Them. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so he goes to the gala in full bandage face to woo Renee.
Well, he's wearing tux too.
God, I really want. Oh my God, I want to see this real bad now.
Yeah. But he's tuxed up because like Hugh helped him pick out a tux. Like there's a whole scene where they go and you know he gets tailored and like Colin's
and they do a montage
and he's like not sure of himself. But then Hugh Grant gives him the smile and the thumbs up. Yeah,
Colin, I think that one just looks really great on you.
Imagine if Hugh Grant said that to you.
The combination of
the
cummerbund and the bandages truly they bring out your beautiful
eyes. You can die happy.
Yeah. And there's a whole bunch of scenes where, you know, Colin Firth comes out and he's like, yeah, that one looks good. Thumbs up. Boo, that one's bad. Yep. Thumbs
and then,
down.
Wait, but then the third one's like a wedding dress inexplicably. And they're like, what?
Yeah.
Isn't
oh my
god.
Fun?
Yep.
Love this.
And they start playing that song Jitterbug.
And oh my god, yeah.
Yep. Mm.
Yep. That's fun. All right.
But yeah, they eventually settle on a tux and like with a big like fedora hat so he can like take some of the, you know, some of the sight off of his face because it's like,
sure.
let's give you a distraction. So he's looking good. Well, you know, as good as you can with bandages
so
on your face.
Avocados and giant fedoras. This is sounding more and more like a millennial love story to me. Like,
oof.
Lee, you have no idea, man. All right. Yeah. Let me tell you. Because they go and Hugh to give his friend, his new friend, like some confidence. He dresses in the same exact suit. Cause he's like, listen, man, we'll be twinsies, we'll be bros. You know, no one can like my charm will ooze off of me onto you. And he's like, damn, thank you so much.
Yes.
Appreciate that. So they show up and Renee's there, and you know, they start chatting up, and Hugh's like, hey, Renee, did you meet my friend? What'd you say your name was? And he's like, shit. You know, I just called. I told him to call me C. So he's like, Carl? He's like, oh, Carl. And then he gets this like real gruff, like, hey, I'm Carl. You know, because you can't you can't have her
right.
No. And she's like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. And they actually hit it off. He's making a laugh. He's, you know, making jokes. They're all hanging out together though. And he's like, he goes home. He's like, all right, I did it. So the next day, he waits until she leaves. And he goes into her diary again. Okay. And she mentions the bandage man. But it's actually a good look on Hugh. She's like, you know, Hugh's such a good guy. He's hanging out with his burn victim. And the burn victim's really weird. He made a lot of weird jokes. I laughed to be polite, but like...
Oof.
Rough. Yeah.
Yep.
Colin's like, damn. So he's lost. He's lost now as Colin and as Carl. And yep. So what do you do? Well, he's mad now. So him and Hugh go to the gym the next day. And Hugh's like getting a lot of attention from some of the girls there. And he's flirting back, you know, light flirting. Mm. Now, during this time, Hugh and Renee, you know, they hit it off a little more. They went on a date or two. Nothing too serious, but they get involved. Sure. And Colin's real mad about this. And so he sees Hugh flirting. He sees him being, you know, so charming, and he just blows up. He's like, what the fuck do you think you're doing? And Hugh Grant's like, what do you mean? Like, I'm just beautiful. I can't help it. And Colin's like, no, you're dick. He's like, he can't even find the words. He's just so mad at himself. He's mad at the situation. He's mad at his life. But he just curses you out, and Hugh's like, listen, man, I get it. And that makes him even more angry. He's like, what? You don't get it. Yeah, you don't get me. You don't understand.
How dare you
burns
be cool
on your face.
Yeah. How dare you be cool about this? Like,
how dare you?
Yeah.
Have you ever had a third degree burn, like from a stove? No. So
yeah.
Don't
Whoa,
even talk
from
to
a
me.
Stove? Jesus.
God, did like British gangsters hold his face down on the burner?
Oh my God. Like,
yeah. I mean, yeah, why not? Like, that's, you want to be tough, right?
That's true. He does get to make it all good. Yeah.
Good.
You don't want okay. the reason to be like, oh, I tripped and the stove was on and, yeah, it just burned me.
No, I fell into a pizza oven. Oh.
Pity me, I'm an idiot. Yeah.
No, yeah, right. No, it'd be more like, no, I was trying to protect this this other guy's daughter and the gangsters, they held my face in flame and, yeah.
Yep. No, it makes sense. Yep.
No.
So
yeah, but he's
we're not British.
He's creating
Seth,
this
we don't
image.
Fucking know.
Like this isn't all right. To be realistic. Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Well,
yeah.
It's realistic, you know, enough for like British people. They're different there, you know. So
yeah.
Like,
yep. There's a lot. Yeah. There's a lot they're, more gangland style face
yeah,
burning.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're known
been?
For their
like,
gang burns.
Yeah,
it's
you'll get
thing.
Jumped. Like, yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like you know. Sort of looking for a mark of passage. No, coming of age thing,
say, like Medellin or yeah, whatever.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
you
like
have
age, you get your face burned on a stove, and that's like you're a man or a woman now.
Yeah, if you yeah. haven't been gang burned by the time you're 17, then like, what are you even doing?
You're not
you're
a
still,
man. Yeah.
You're still a child. Like, yeah. If, that's it. Where's your burn, child?
I buy it.
So he storms off.
Man,
and
Britain's weird.
Yeah.
They're know, always wearing and turtlenecks with leather
jackets. And figuring
jackets.
This whole story
know.
Out, that's probably the biggest takeaway I had was that, yeah, man, Britain's weird, dude. Like,
fictional Britain is fucking weird.
Yeah, especially if you know nothing about it. Like, it's weird, man. Like, don't go there.
Yep, that's true.
So yeah, man, they have a falling out, and it's like that moment in the movie where... It's like, sure. Oh, man, everyone's unhappy. Well, not everyone, just Colin. Because, like, Hugh and Renee right. are still, like, going out. But Colin's yeah. like, damn, like, I've lost everything. And, like, he, you know, he realizes Renee's going out with Hugh again. And he's like, damn, they've been going out a few times now. Like, shit, I miss that guy. Like, he really helped me out. Like, he was my friend. And, like, but
and
even though I'm not getting girls.
Shitty because... Yeah, like he was being himself, and Colin is just making all this shit up.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. What an
yeah.
asshole!
That's
he can't
bad.
He can't help it. He's again. He's just he's beautiful. Like, what are you gonna do? Like,
yeah.
That's what.
When you gaze upon that hair, it just yeah, it mesmerizes you. You,
yeah,
can't,
he,
you can't not love him.
Yeah, he's still looking. You know, he's still looking decent. Like I saw the poster for what is it, Paddington 2. He's like an old man.
Ooh, I
want right to
see
now,
that.
But,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's also Colin Firth, so like, you know,
right?
That's a parallel universe sequel right there. But
I watched the first one on Netflix as a I put it on as a joke, and it was good. So
oh, it's very very good.
I've
it's surprisingly good.
Good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the only reason I have like nothing against it, but when the place I work. With the early childhood development, I work with babies, and they have mm-hmm. partnerships with different movies. So when Paddington came out, we had to do a stupid fucking puppet show with Paddington.
Oh, I hope no babies listen to this. Jesus, man.
Listen, I felt bad doing this puppet show for the babies because it was like a giant commercial. Like, check it out. This puppet show is going to be in movies. You should go see it.
That's tell your parents. Yeah.
Sure. He loves marmalade. That's all I know about him. He loves marmalade.
he does love marmalade. That's true. And he wears wellies. I know that, too.
He's very British, that one. Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He got his face burnt early.
No, that's in Patagonia, too. That's the teenage years. Yeah. He still retains his innocence in Patagonia.
Okay. Well, he comes of age in the hard streets of London.
Patagonia 2 is dark as fuck.
Yeah, ironically, he got his burn from a terrible marmalade accident.
Shit's real flammable, turns out. Mm-hmm.
Well, it sticks to you like napalm, so.
It does,
Can you imagine if he just got like marmalade in the face? He'd be like a hairless faced bear. That's terrifying. Oh,
there's nothing sadder than that. Yeah.
You think like marmalade is actually what they use for like Grecian fire?
Could be.
It was actually marmalade, and that's the secret.
I mean, we can't know, so let's say yes. Definitely yes.
I'm learning so much marmalade, today, like avocados and marmalade. Like wow.
Is British is face burning also?
Yeah. Is orange marmalade just British slang for meth lab explosions? Because
it might be. Yeah.
You can make it a thing. You can just tell people that, and they'll believe you. They'll be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, we spent years trying to convince people that it was pronounced Tonya Harding, and now Itanya's ruining that for us.
That is true. We have done that. That's a fact, yes.
It's actually Tonya. I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, it is Tonya, yeah. That's a... Yeah, no, really.
In my heart it is.
I mean, with that conviction, I believe it now myself, even knowing you guys are saying lies. Yep.
You know, Manny, we've known each other for a long time, and I think if you know anything about me, it's that I believe that if you believe in yourself, you can accomplish almost anything.
That's true.
That was beautiful.
It's just like there are no airports in Vermont.
Yep.
There's not?
Fact.
Yep, that's one of those
exactly
facts.
Like that.
Yeah, and Denmark does not exist. It's not a country. It's made
it's not Denmark. It's the other one. It's Finland.
Finland? Oh, I thought it was. Yeah. All right, I fucked up.
You got the wrong Scandinavia.
Are these like real things that are true, or because I don't care? I don't care enough to check it, but I will parrot it. So,
That's a real conspiracy theory. Yeah,
yeah. Parents in Denmark would convince their kids for whatever reason that Finland wasn't a country like Santa Claus. It was just a made up thing. I don't know why, but it's awesome. I love it.
And that Vermont thing is just a lie I like to tell all the time.
That's not true.
How in the hell would Vermont not have any airports?
It's really skinny. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Like,
See, that's what's so great about it. It's a completely believable lie.
Yeah. Oh god, that's good. See, we did it. This is how this shit starts. Oh, beans.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Manny. We got off track.
No, you're good. That's wonderful, man.
Where did we leave off? I know I started talking about Paddington, but like where did we actually leave off?
Let's see. Okay, they just had a falling out.
Yeah.
Hugh and Colin.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know, Colin's real depressed, but he's noticing that on his day to day. He's actually like, you know, he's absorbed some of the charm, you know, he's saying hello more, cashiers are being nicer to him, you know, kids aren't running away anymore.
Wait, what? Kids were running away from him?
Well, have you seen Colin Firth?
He does look like a schoolmaster, like, yeah, like, he's...
Yeah, like you're in trouble, like, if you see him, that's it.
Or like, a reasonably well-done Frankenstein's monster, yeah.
Oh, I thought we were making burn victim jokes. I was confused.
Colin Firth is not doing well right now. Yeah. You guys...
The stepladder goes, like, dead, burn victim, Colin Firth, everybody else. That's how it works. Sorry,
just teetering on the edge there. Yeah.
All right, so he's learning, and he's like still like he's missing Hugh. He's like, damn, maybe I was too hard, maybe I was too harsh. Like, this dude has something special. So he decides to go into Bridget's diary one more time, and he finds out that they're going out that night, and Bridget is going to basically try and make things official. Mm-hmm. Because, and he's like, no, she can't do that. And he realizes he needs to act, because, I mean, it's Hugh Grant. So, like, once things get official, that's it. Maybe. I don't know. I don't actually.
No, that checks out. Yeah.
All right. So we'll go with that.
I mean, she won't ever be able to, like, love again after Hugh. Like, who could?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. It's Hurley, I guess, but no one else.
And that's why she's going for it, because she knows that he won't go for it. He has it too easy. So she's like, all right, I'll ask him. And so they go out to dinner, and Colin's like, he's at home, he's pacing, he's like, all right, I gotta do it. He gets, you know, some decent clothes on, he gets the bandage around his face, he's like, I'm going. And he goes to the restaurant, and he sees them talking, and he sees they're getting deep into conversation. He's like, no, I gotta act now. So he runs up, he's like, no, Bridget, you can't do this, you can't tell him, you know, you're in love with him. And he's like, what, Carl? He's like, no. And then he pulls off the bandage. It's Colin. Oh, shit. And Bridget's like, what, Colin? What are you doing? Oh, my God. And then she realizes, she thinks back, you get like a mini flashback, you know?
Cuddling
on the couch, and the dinners that he's made, and the presents, and the puppy like got her that one time that she lost.
Like a little montage? Like, can we have like some music going, swelling in the background?
It's deep. And all she realizes
the burn face bandages she found all over the bathroom.
Oh my God, I took out so many bags of trash. They were all fake bandages. Jesus Christ, Colin.
How did I not know this?
You reuse them.
You can wash. He also said, unless they get sweaty, which they do because he goes to the gym with them.
Oh, of course they do, yeah.
He washes them. It's like part of his laundry, you know?
Oh, no.
Yeah. You don't want to spend
too
much on
bandages. They get all wrapped around the agitator, and there's like a little like comedic scene of him trying to figure out a better way to clean them.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Uh-huh. Is it?
Well, again, you know, you don't want to buy too many bandages because it's inconspicuous, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So the big reveal, the montage, she's like, wow, like, this dude's been here for me, like, this whole time. And she's like, Colin, like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Like, I love you too. And he says, no. And then he turns to Hugh.
What? Yeah. And
he's like, I'm in love
with
you.
That's what I was hoping for from the beginning.
Yes. You knew it was coming. You knew.
Yeah.
I mean, someone had the foreshadowing with the wedding dress in there. It was like, all right, you know.
Yeah.
You know what's going to
sure
happen.
Sure did.
Oh, that's perfect.
And Hugh stands up. He's like, what? But like, this has been a lie. He's like, no. The bandages were a lie. The burns was a lie. But my love for you was not a lie.
Okay.
I never realized that the...
Yeah,
my greatest love was
it's a Frankenstein
monster.
It was in front of me the whole time.
He's actually befuddled. He doesn't know what, and he stands up and he goes to leave, and they're like, "Damn!" But then he stops. He turns around and he says, "Really?" it's beautiful writing right now, and he's like,
audible gasp.
And Renee is sitting there just like wide eyed, like, "What the fuck is going on right now?" I was ready to like get late tonight, and now I gotta go home by myself because my roommate, and what is going on?
Well,
yeah,
she's gotta go home and listen to these two dudes fuck in the other room. It's gonna be weird.
I mean, they're gonna go to Hugh's place. It's nicer, you know that.
Of course, that makes sense.
We don't know what he does, but he does something better than Colin, so it's fine.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, there are very modern on the floor.
Okay. And he turns around. They run towards each other. They embrace, and that's a happily ever after.
Oh my!
What
God.
Is what is your ending theme music?
Oh man!
Yeah, because I feel like we need swelling music, and then we need a hard cut.
Guys, I mean, not to be cliche, but it would probably be Whitney Houston's And I Will Always Love You.
I was going to say Whitney, or maybe George Michael for the...
Wait, what song
by
George
Michael? Guys, I've got an idea.
Faith?
I don't.
Because that could work.
Ooh, faith
yeah,
is good.
Faith could be faith very good. Yeah. Very good.
Or freedom, because they're free of their lies now.
Yeah, they're free. Mm-hmm. Freedom! They're free to be themselves. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. Yes, yes.
That's very good. That's very good.
Guys, I have an idea. Tell me if you like it or not.
Go ahead.
After they like embrace and have their like, and the music starts up, especially since Freedom has that like little slower burn, you know, it builds up to Freedom.
Yeah.
It goes to black, and then you see a title card, and it's like 6 months later. And then it's their wedding. And...
Yep. Yep.
Hugh.
Yes, with Bridget Jones
Colin.
As the maid of honor. No, not maid of honor.
Or the officiant or whatever. Yeah, she's
best
involved.
Woman. Well, they have to stay friends. They have to stay friends because I know there's a sequel. So
there's two sequels.
Sure yeah, she eventually has one of their babies because they can't conceive. So, like, this, she's still in the mix.
Oh, my God. Wow, you really thought about
you
this.
You went doing deep it. Into the universe.
But wait, guys.
Into the Bridgetverse.
When it comes time to throw the bouquet, it's avocados.
Oh my god!
Oh my gosh!
And everyone so is much. Injured. Seriously, everyone goes home with black eyes because they're very
it's fucking they horrible.
They fashion like a slingshot out of bandages and they launch avocados into the ground.
I mean, the bandages are the symbol of love because like they heal, but they also
Bridget reveals.
Bridget
is the officiant. Yeah. Oh, that's so good, Manny. Bridget is the officiant, and she, while they're holding hands, she wraps bandages around their hands.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Symbolize that they're together.
Yeah, of course. Yes. Of course.
Even better.
Guys, should we be?
No,
should
even
we
better.
Be wedding planners?
He has to be wearing the bandage on his face. She takes it off his face and puts it around their hands to symbolize the lie is gone, but the connection's still there.
But the love is there. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
That's great.
Wow. Watch
that's
this
really
movie.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm cheering up for you guys.
So we'll never
be lifted before. And then the fucking Statue of Liberty comes across the Atlantic and starts to party with them. Because now it's Ghostbusters 2.
Of course.
What a connection. Wow.
Yep. We've been doing a lot of writing in movies recently.
Statue of Liberty. I see you vanquished the ghost of your lies. Now I'll bring you the Ghostbusters of Freedom? I don't know. I lost that.
Well, no, the Ghost of Your Lies is a subtitle. So it's Bridget Jones' Diary, The Ghost of Your Lies.
Sure.
Oh,
God, that sounds like a sequel, though.
Very, like 90s British pop music. Yeah, that's very good.
And then there's an after-credit scene with Slimer, and everything is good.
Yep. Yep.
Eating avocados.
Yeah.
With Bridget. He's basically a gelatinous avocado.
Yeah, kind of is. It's pretty avocado-shaped.
Yeah,
that's true.
All right, so that was a fucking masterpiece.
That
well
was
done.
Beautiful.
Thanks, guys.
Manny, I have to ask before we get into it.
Manny, you made me believe in love again. I don't know, like...
What year do you think this movie takes place in?
Yeah. Oh, definitely before the millennium, you know? Like, I'm thinking like 98, 99.
Okay, but right before. Like, barely before.
Because things got different after that, so like, you know.
Yeah, okay.
9/11, you know. We don't got to talk about it. We know.
It's a different world. It's true.
Guys,
this came out in 2001.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I was just curious because like a gay twist rom-com is pretty progressive for any of those years.
Yeah.
Like I like it a lot.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, and I'll give up a little since we're getting to the info about the actual movie. It is based on a book that came out, I think, in 1997. So even a little before. So 90s wasn't wrong.
All right, cool.
For source material, at least, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna... 96 was the book.
I'm gonna feel real dumb. That, the book, was it Bridget Jones' Diary? Or the
Bridget Jones's Diary came out in 1996.
Yeah.
Okay, surely the Jane Austen one didn't come out in the 90s.
No, Zach,
Pride and Prejudice came out in, like, 1812. So.
Okay. That's
Manny, this
was the book that came out like her actual diary, like diary entries, or was like a book?
I didn't read it.
Oh.
Yeah. So unclear.
I'm not sure, but so basically, Manny, Bridget Jones's Diary is a book that is a has diary entries in it, and it is a reinterpretation of Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, Manny, I'm gonna give you an out really quick. I don't know anything about Pride and Prejudice, and it's okay if you don't either.
You know what? I know very little. I know there's a dude with a W name, right? Wickham? Whackham?
What? Let's say Whackham. That sounds Wayne? Cool.
No? There's no... Guys, there's no...
I have never read Pride and Prejudice. I have read Mansfield Park and Persuasion, but never Pride and Prejudice.
I mean, there's Fitzwilliam Darcy.
Seth, I can see you. I can see you reading a Wikipedia article.
I am.
I can literally see you doing it.
So can we? Wait. We should read the IMDb synopsis before we get too far ahead of ourselves.
I mean, it did annoy me that one of the main characters' name was Darcy.
The other guy was it was someone W. Wickham.
I don't know.
And Wickham Wickham was the douchebag in Pride and Prejudice who like. He didn't really love the girl, but he had the charisma for her. And Darcy was the brooding emo motherfucker who was like, I'm so sad.
Manny, if you had to apply those characteristics onto either of those two actors that we gave you, which one do you think would be which?
Well, clearly Colin Firth would be Wickham, and, you know, Hugh Grant would be the brooding. No, obviously, dude.
Also,
you got me for a moment.
Yeah, I know. I thought so much so that Colin Firth's character is named Mr. Darcy in this,
He
played Mr. Darcy in the 1994 Pride and Prejudice miniseries.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Oh.
So does Renee have sisters in the movie?
No.
She has best friends.
Okay, so those are the quote unquote sisters, I guess.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah.
One of those best friends is played by the guy who plays Gaius Baltar on Battlestar Galactica.
It is, and he's about the same character in both of these things, yes.
Yeah, so much so that every time I've watched this movie, I say, no more Mr. Nice Gaius, much to the consternation of anyone watching it with me.
Of everyone ever,
Nerd! Yeah, nerd!
Jesus.
Even I'm saying that. Fuck.
All right,
who wants to read the IMDb?
I got it up. So the IMDb summary is, a British woman is determined to improve herself while she looks for love in the year in which she keeps a personal diary.
Yep.
Wow.
So, I mean, honestly, your movie was very close. Like, you got all the characters right. Colin Firth.
There were
a
lot of set pieces that were right too.
Yeah, Hugh Grant's the obvious guy. Bridget Jones is wonderful, I would say. Would you guys agree? I don't know. She's great.
I think this movie is endlessly charming.
Yeah, she as a character is like a 22-year-old college student. Male college student. Like, her whole life is like, I sit at home in a pile of dirty underwear and I drink a bunch and then I eat a bunch and
I chain smoke,
watch a bunch
of TV. I'm sure there's a lot of girls that go through that too. We all have down times.
No, this is true. Yeah.
That is, I mean, Manny, you have actually lived with me, so you can attest to.
You were definitely
my Bridget
the cleanest
Jones
though,
years.
So, like, you know, that says something about the house.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Lee never tell you we lost a war to the mice? Like, we lost that war. They won.
I mean, I assume this is in the city that I know you lived in college, so that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, like,
yes, we have talked about the garbage fires.
Yeah, we talked about the garbage fires.
So,
and the beefs and cheese.
I mean, it really doesn't surprise me that you lost a war to mice in that city.
They were bold. They would
you
come
have
out
to fight them
like standing around and just be like, "Hey,
you got to fight them with actual guns." I think
we were cat sitting for a friend of ours, and mice like went up to the cat at one point. I swear to God, they didn't give a shit.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Philly mice, man.
All right, we're going a bit long. Does anybody have like a 30-second summary of this shit?
Oh,
it's a rom-com. Like, I feel like somebody we could do a 30-second.
the most important part is that she watches Frasier at the beginning, and that's all I really care.
Yes, she does.
She does, while smoking cigarettes in her underwear, as described. Yep. Yeah.
So, I mean, sums up my 20s.
I can, watch I can Frasier. Try to tackle this.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, Lee. Go ahead. I believe in you.
So, Bridget works at a publisher. Hugh Grant is her boss. They start to flirt and have a relationship together. At the same time, she's trying to, like, do a year of self-improvement. Mm-hmm. At the same time, her mother tried to fix her up with Colin Firth, and they, like, did not get along. Her parents are going through, like, a separation where her mom is with some goofy motherfucker who really should have been played by Derek Jacobi. Yeah. I'm just saying, but he, yeah, right. But he wasn't.
I was gonna say a current day Stanley Tucci, but yeah, that's fine.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But
Tucci.
So
Tucci.
So Bridget keeps running into Colin Firth, and you know, like you can see that there's some attraction there. Eventually, her relationship with Hugh Grant falls apart because he cheats on her and takes her for granted
with an American.
That's true. Ooh.
Wow.
Who calls Bridget fat, which is really shitty and unnecessary. She already won. Like,
yeah. Yeah, true. Yeah.
She has her friends as a support group. She quits the publishing company. She goes to work for a television network. And because Colin Firth's character is a famous lawyer, she lands this interview that no one could land, and she becomes semi-famous. And then her and Colin Firth end up together after he and Hugh Grant get into a full-on fist fight in a restaurant, which is pretty fun.
It's great.
I really like that fist fight because it seemed exactly like two people that have no idea how to fight having a fist fight.
Oh, that's and there was
good. A, they're there so was a sloppy. Greek, yeah.
There was a Greek bar mitzvah happening at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But I think one of the really great things, like the through lines of the movie, is Colin Firth tells Renee Zellweger, Bridget, he goes, he says, I really like you, and she's like, yeah, if I didn't smoke and drink and blah blah, and he's like, no, I like you just how you are. That ends up carrying all the way through to the end of the movie, where he picks up her diary and sees all the shitty things she said about him early in the year, and then he like walks out on her. And she thinks she lost him forever, and she goes running out in the snow in her underwear to try to catch him. And he was just going to buy her a new diary, and he says, this way we can have a fresh start.
Oh,
it's really wow.
Oh, it's such a good ending. Yeah. It's
and
such
they really
a good
ended
ending.
It like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah and they yeah, kiss yeah. in the snow. It's great.
It's perfect. It's genuinely perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
I still think that Hugh Grant would have won at the end in realistic terms. Like,
In the real world, yes, but they make Hugh Grant a real, real shitlord in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, really sucks.
If I remember correctly, guys, in the first sequel, her and Colin Firth break up and she ends up with Hugh Grant again, at least.
Yep.
For a little while.
Temporarily. Yeah.
Well,
yep,
that's
true.
Sequels for you.
Spoilers for British Zones 2, The Edge of Reason.
Uh-oh.
And then it's Bridget Jones.
Is that the subtitle for the sequel?
It is.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It is. Yeah.
Believe it or not.
Why? Why, guys?
And then in Bridget Jones 3, Bridget Jones's baby, her and Colin Firth are since divorced, and she ends up getting pregnant, and she doesn't know if it was Colin Firth or one of the doctors from Grey's Anatomy, Patrick Dempsey.
Or Hugh and Colin are looking for a, you know, someone who can have their baby, and they hit up Renee.
Well, that's the thing,
if
Manny,
only.
At
if
the
only.
End, at the end, they're both vying for her affection, and like even after they figure out who the father is and who Bridget wants to be with, they end up being really great friends.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. It's got to be a happy ending.
Yeah. I think I like that ending because it's a triumph of like, you know what, maybe friendship is more important than rivalry.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
When it comes to a baby, that's not yours, though.
Well, I didn't say that the guy who's not the dad ends up being the father of the baby. He's just like, I'm gonna still be friends with you guys because you're important to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're not talking Twilight, where the dude like imprints on the infant daughter and like bangs her. Like this is
now that's beautiful, Lee. I don't know what you're talking about.
Audience, Lee. Audience, Lee's been watching a bit too much of Twilight recently.
Yeah.
In case that isn't obvious.
Yeah. I have seen the first Twilight movie and the final Twilight movie and nothing in between.
Yeah, so just what Zach said, a bit too much of it. Which is any of it.
Yeah. Okay, we should get into points, but I have a genuinely serious question. Is Renee Zellweger British?
Yeah, I wonder that too.
Yeah, she is not, and there was a big controversy around her playing Bridget Jones because Bridget Jones is apparently a very at least when the movie was made, it was this like
born Bridget in Jones Texas is all of us fuck?
Like you know.
Okay, so no, like all right, to that point, like. That's why I was confused. She pulls it off way better than most people do.
She got nominated for an Oscar for a comedy.
Whoa.
Like that doesn't.
Yeah.
That's, guys, is this a good movie? Should I watch this?
Yeah, it's on
it's
Netflix.
Not a, it's definitely not a bad movie. It's a pretty okay movie.
I feel like I should know. I feel like I have to now. Actually,
no, you definitely should.
It's a nonstop charm train, and I never wanted to get off.
Wow, what a quote, dude! That's what they put on the back of DVDs.
Lee says that, and then underneath it, in a quote by me, I could take it or leave it.
That's about right.
Because DVD boxes are like presidential elections, and people get equal time. Like, what the fuck?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Yep.
Yep.
All
yep.
opinions are equal. You know.
That's true.
Apparently.
We have 7 days in the week, and that's how this works. Yes. all right, I'm going to get the points kicked off.
I just want one more thing, guys. Sure. The soundtrack of this movie
is incredible.
The most 90s fucking thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
90s fucking thing. And this was what, a 2001?
Yeah.
This is yeah.
Well, and my favorite thing about the soundtrack is it's so 90s because it's full of songs from the 80s.
Well, sure.
It feels
yeah. It's very good. Yeah.
Mm. But anyway, we should rate this shit.
No, we still have points. Yeah, this is gonna be a long one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I only have 3 points, but
I have like 6, but I'll cut them down.
Strap in everybody who listens to our show on Monday because we're going long.
Yeah, yeah. My first point: 2-minute timestamp. The mother says, and I quote: "His ex-wife was Japanese. They're a cruel race."
Yep, she does say that.
2 minutes. And that exact line comes up again later in the movie.
It's crucial. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a little rough.
Does it come up again when she reveals like the full story behind the affair that his wife had?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, so Manny, one of the things I left out in my run through, the whole movie, Bridget thinks that Hugh Grant and Colin Firth hate each other because Colin Firth had an affair with Hugh Grant's fiance, when in reality Hugh Grant had an affair with Colin Firth's wife.
Wow, for real?
Yeah.
So they used to be friends. Yeah, they were best friends at one time.
As Zach said, they made Hugh Grant a real shitlord, but man.
So including him lying about that scenario.
We watched this like within a day or two of each other, and I think my quote in our chat was Hugh Grant is breathtaking in this movie.
Yes. Oh yeah. You did say that.
What did I write? I know I wrote some stuff earlier.
It's like he's unbelievably good looking. It's ridiculous.
My quote is I hate him, but then I don't want to hate him because he's so charming, but he's such garbage.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. he would definitely get you. Yeah. Yeah. Charm the pants off of you.
Yeah. Sucks.
You'd hate it the next day, but you'd like it too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's Hugh Grant. He preens around like Mick Jagger in this entire movie. Like
he does. He really does.
Yeah.
Well, like a young Mick Jagger, because now he looks like a skeleton.
Oh,
so,
yeah, yeah.
He's definitely a scarecrow's corpse at this point.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Like a having sex with David Bowie in the late 70s Mick Jagger. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
So there's a scene in the Pride and Prejudice miniseries that Colin Firth was in, where he like rises up out of the water with a wet shirt on, and like, it's so famous that there's a horrifying statue dedicated to it.
But
they do a riff on that scene where Colin Firth and his girlfriend are like in a canoe on this lake, and Hugh Grant and Renee Zellweger are in a different canoe, and Hugh Grant falls in the water and rises up out of the water, but looks just so much sexier than Colin
Firth. With a cigarette still in his mouth.
Of course.
Yeah. And also, no one is ever not smoking in this movie. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Indoors, everyone is always smoking in this movie, start to finish. It's ridiculous.
Like, I'm pretty sure Philip Morris must have, like,
they
financed this movie. Yeah.
Smoke them cigarettes.
Or everybody didn't know what to do with their hands, so it's just like, just smoke. Just
That's true.
They are British. Yeah.
I mean, Hugh Grant has to run his fingers through his hair, but other than that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that only takes one hand, but yeah.
Oh, I could watch that man run his fingers through his hair all
day. Oh, my God. Yeah. All fucking day.
Yeah. The cigarette in one hand.
Like, this is exactly why I had to go the way I did with when I was thinking about it. I was like, no, everyone's going to be in love with this dude at the end. Come on.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you're right.
Yep.
You're absolutely right. I'm gonna throw a spoiler out here. You made the more coherent movie. That's all.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yes. Yeah. Definitely. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
When the band-aids come off, I mean, you know.
I think my only other point that I think matters is that I feel like this is a weird movie for feminism in general. Like, on the one hand, it's pretty rough for all the sexual harassment and the quote, girl endlessly chases men with stereotypically bummer results. But on the other hand, like, Bridget Jones is celebrated for being a slob, and like, she goes home and like eats ice cream and smokes cigarettes on her fainting couch, and like, and she has like witty comebacks to all the like bullshit that guys throw at her. And I don't know, like, I was a little torn. In context, in the early 2000s, I think it's better than it could have been, given that she is surprisingly witty for all of her like misgivings. Yeah.
At the very least, you can say that she does like accomplish things on her own terms.
Yes, definitely. Yes. Yeah.
Whether or not that's the road there to get there is very flattering is another story, but like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's actually pretty surprising, considering like the only other female lead that I can think of like that would be probably Jessica Jones, and that was recent.
Well, that was in the last couple of years.
Well, and I might be giving her a bit too much. I might be giving Bridget a bit too much credit. Like, it's not. It's definitely not great as far as the like constantly pining over dudes and whatever.
Right.
But like, they do a lot of like, she doesn't really care that much. Like, she's again like sitting at home, chain smoking, drinking wine, and then there's definitely a lot of like her actually sort of choosing the thing that is good and that she wants at the end. So
yeah,
I think it kind of
works. I mean, she does find like fulfillment by the end, doing things that make her happy. So
right,
like,
exactly. Right.
You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby steps.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
baby 2001 steps. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we're still taking like toddler steps at this point. So right, I guess credit where it's due.
Yeah.
My only point that I want to talk about is that there's like a book release party, and I gotta bring it up. I saw this like schlubby looking, pedantic looking academic fellow at the book release. I'm like, huh, is that Salman Rushdie? Turns out it was Salman Rushdie.
It's like, yeah, Salman Rushdie's in this movie.
Yeah.
Well, and I think we talked about this earlier, and I think your insinuation is that you are as bad as him at that point, right?
Yeah, I mean,
because you recognized him.
Because I recognized what Salman Rushdie looked like, I am as terrible as Salman Rushdie.
Yeah.
Damn.
Seth never got over that fatwa. He just, it's still real to him. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. I think I never got over that one stupid clown book.
Well,
I've never read a Salman Rushdie book, so I can only riff so much on this.
I mean, I really like The Satanic Verses. I think that's a really good book, and so is Midnight's Children to a lesser degree, because it's just like a poor man's tin drum by Günter Grass. But, you know, I read too much. I used to read too much, guys. Those are the dark times. Those are the very dark times back when I was still doing literature.
Oof. Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
That's what everybody else says about heroin. Yeah.
I can imagine you going to an NA meeting like that. Hey guys, listen, I used to be really bad in literature, so I know what it's like.
I know exactly what it's like. I mean,
I take the long road home. I don't go past any libraries anymore.
I once sucked dick for Cervantes, so I know what it's like.
First edition. It makes sense. It was first edition, you know.
Whoa, yeah. First edition? Jesus Christ. I would definitely suck a dick for a first edition Cervantes.
I mean, it's arguably the first ever novel. I mean, like.
Yeah. Don Quixote de la Mancha de los Señores del Tobioso Caballero de Triste Figura. It's beautiful.
Wow.
Folks,
you ever see the Mr. Magoo version of it? That's pretty good.
I saw a Pinky and the Brain version of the Man of La Mancha, so that's pretty close.
Hey, did you see that Terry Gilliam's finally getting his bullshit Don Quixote movie off the ground?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
How unfortunate.
It's like... It's in post now. Like that, what? The world is going to end when that movie comes out.
Man, I want to like him so much.
There's a literal documentary about how this movie was never going to come out. You can't make the movie. Like,
yeah,
it's like what Jodorowsky's Doom or whatever it's called.
Oh, Jodorowsky's Dune. Yeah,
yeah,
that shit's crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's been Literary Corner with Seth and Lee. So.
Oh, if you want, we could go in even more.
I don't. Okay.
Listen, the last 12 books I've read have been about magicians in England, and I don't do it on purpose. I just keep buying books that are about magicians.
What are you reading, Jonathan Strange?
Yeah.
Oh,
I did read that. It's fantastic.
The last 12 books I've read has been like My Mail, a Chuck Palahniuk book, and then the rest is My Mail.
My Mail is my favorite book.
I hate My Mail. It's always bills. Hashtag adulting.
It sure is. Like, hashtag baby boomers.
I don't like any of this.
Yeah.
What part of the show are we on? I don't even remember.
Yeah, Lee, you got any shit to talk about before
you
we
got
get to
any
ratings?
Major points.
Yeah.
Not really. I just it's a fun like I talked
really?
About all the Pride and Prejudice stuff. Yeah, like
Okay.
So the director of the movie, one of the characters so the director of the movie is very good friends with the person who wrote the novel.
Mm-hmm.
And one of Bridget's friends in the movie is actually based on the director. So that's kind of fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Not all that interesting, but it's kind of fun.
Sure.
Yeah, so then let's just jump to ratings. So, Zach, why don't you go first?
Sure. All right, so IMDb, 6.7. 6.7. 193,000 votes.
Yeah.
Damn. Wow.
It's a well-traveled movie for sure.
Yeah.
I can remember this movie being like a mini sensation when it came out.
Me too,
for sure. I think Seth brought up it is still in the zeitgeist. Like people still talk about it for sure.
Yeah. I have friends that still like say this is their favorite rom com of all time. So
yeah.
I think it's a good. It's a really good rom com.
It is. Yeah, I totally.
Yeah, I admit it is a good rom com. I just
It's no Four Weddings. I mean, but it's still pretty good.
Uh-huh. True.
All right. So
another Hugh Grant.
Joint. I guess for me, I'm on board with the pretty high for actual movie. I'd say 7 on real Bridget Jones. I went into it thinking it would be stupid, and it was much, much, much less stupid than I thought it would be. So
I don't know why you did, because I know that you fucking love rom-coms.
Yeah. I do, and I love shitty ones too. So yeah, and this is like a good one.
You and I have talked about Music and Lyrics more than once.
Wow.
Yeah. Sure that's, enough. Yeah. That's... Speaking of shitty ones. Yeah.
We're just running through all the Hugh Grants. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I'll go 7 on that one. Manny's, I think, oof, man, it's going to be higher. It's definitely going to be higher.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was already good, and then the gay twist at the end for the early 2000s / late 90s is just phenomenal. Like, that's wonderful. So, yeah, I'll go 7.5 on Manny's.
All right.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Seth, you want to go?
Yeah, we'll sandwich me in between you two fellas, because...
as it was in the beginning, is now, ever shall be.
Y'all
orgy
know
without that... end, amen.
Yeah, y'all know
it's
that.
It's a joke for you Catholics out there.
All right, let's take a pause.
Hold no, on. I'm sorry, guys. We don't blaspheme nearly enough on this show.
Only on the Christmas
episode.
In the
past.
Yeah, mostly on the Christmas episode. We'll see what Easter comes up with.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean every episode that your future spouse has been on where I have bad-mouthed Catholicism endlessly?
Yeah, yeah. We should have her back on for Easter and see you guys. What happens. Yeah.
I can't wait till we do The Passion of the Christ. That'll be fun.
Yeah!
I've never seen that movie.
I think every...
Hey, guess what happens?
Yeah, I think everybody knows the plot on that one, yeah.
Maybe Mel Gibson threw in some twists.
Maybe. Maybe we'll just do fucking Mad Max. Fuck it.
Ooh. Now we're talking. Now we're
or the beaver. Whatever.
A lack of gasoline?
Oh.
Let's not do the beaver.
All right.
No.
All right, go ahead, Seth.
Yeah. So y'all know that rom-coms are not necessarily my favorite genre.
Because you're a monster.
No,
yeah,
well, yeah, we've established this. That's fine. So... But for the genre that I don't terribly care for, this is a very good one.
I don't know why I laughed then, but I think it's because you said but.
The old but for. Yeah.
There are a lot of buts in this movie, which is kind of nice.
Yeah. Many. That's very true. Many.
Yeah, there's a lot of buts.
No Hugh Grant buts, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's true.
Another real missed opportunity.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, I mean, it, I don't think it's incredibly cohesive, but it's good enough for what it is.
quote Seth Fartnoy's on the job market. Yeah. Uh-huh. Wait, is there a paper that we can submit that to?
Oh yeah, probably. I mean, there's journals for every piece of
bullshit. There's tons of film study journals.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's going to be a short one, but like.
Yeah. This movie was fine, and if you like rom coms, then probably you would like this. So that's my glowing recommendation.
Wow.
I mean, it's true. I it's just not a genre I like, because I don't understand why anybody made any of the decisions that they made. So, all
right, that's fair.
So I'll give this what the Vox Populi says in a 6.7.
We'll call back to the last episode.
Okay. Mm.
Now, Manny's. I like Manny's. Manny's was fun. It made a lot more sense to me. And I like the weird testicle talk, fondling produce.
God, still love it.
I have shopped all for that produce weird bandage with you stuff before, so I can attest to your love of fondling produce.
Yeah, it really is a love story to that.
Well, I mean, they're going to be fondling each other's produce soon, so yeah.
Oh, sure,
and especially in the sequel, I hear.
Yes, I mean.
Yeah, the edge of reason.
Yeah.
I'm imagining an end credits scene where it's like them in bed, and it's like, so where do we start? Do I go? Do you go?
Oh, I thought I thought you were gonna, they're gonna be standing in front of all the avocados and they say like, oh, I don't know, like the brown one, probably. Like, those are the ripest.
Nope. Nope.
All right.
I'm learning so much about produce in this episode.
Yeah, so I'm going to give Manny's a 7.6.
All right.
Okay.
That's a damn good score.
Not bad. Yep.
Right. So, Lee, have another glowing review now.
Yeah. So, Bridget Jones' Diary, OG, the real movie. Big ol' fan. It's just a great fucking rom-com.
It really is.
But I'll go, I think Zach kind of nailed it. I think 7 makes a lot of sense for it. Because, you know, it's not a perfect movie, but it has some really terrific performances. It's just a fun story. And Bridget ends up, it's with the right person out of the two people that we meet in the movie.
Yeah, but the significantly more Frankenstein's monster-y person.
Yeah.
That's absolutely true. Yeah.
We're calling for
scientifically true.
Yes.
It was an odd choice for the costume department to like put bolts in his neck, but
It's true.
Yeah. It's a bit on the nose for sure. Yeah.
It makes it feel more natural for his movements, so you're like, oh yeah.
Yes.
That's why he's wearing a four-button suit.
Yeah, they sneak him in. They sneak the bolts in halfway through the movie, and you're like, "What the fuck is going on with his deal?" And then you go, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, right.
He's a Frankenstein's monster. It makes so much sense now, guys. Really quick, I forgot about this. How about his fucking crazy pinstripe suit that he wears to court? Oh my.
Oh God. Yeah, that's true. Very very 90s. Very,
very 90s. Wide set pinstripes. It is distracting.
Yep.
Yeah, anyway. And he's got like arrow collar going on too. It's all over the place.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's not good if you're trying to look thinner. You don't want to wear stuff like that, you know.
No, heavens no. Yeah,
yeah. I think he's trying to look like a bulky beast. But...
Oh boy.
You know he's hanging out with Paddington, so he wants to be thought of as a bear.
And not a war criminal.
So real Bridget Jones. Yeah, I'm with Zach. That's about a 7, I think. Okay. Manny. Oh, fucking hell. Hell yeah, man. That movie fucking ruled. I would watch the shit out of that movie. I mean, at the very least, I think your movie wins the award for the movie we most wanted to collaborate on, because we had all kinds of ideas for that shit. damn. I want that fucking movie to happen in my real life. I'm gonna go with a 10. I got
my lord.
Yeah, 10, oh, damn.
My sweet lord.
I think this is like maybe my third 10, so it's not exactly like...
I'm honored, man. Wow.
Yeah. But still, I loved it. I would... God, I'd watch that movie over and over again. Great fucking movie.
I'd definitely watch it if it were on TBS in the middle of the day.
Yes.
Yeah. Much perfect. Like the real Bridget Jones. Yeah,
yeah. You'd have to watch like the second half first, and then when it reruns, you watch the first half.
Oh, right. Exactly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. Yes, every single fucking time.
It would make it better.
God. I loved your movie. I fucking loved your movie, Manny.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, it was a good lot movie. About
it. It was. All right. So the next week, Seth is going to do a movie I thought was kind of famous, but apparently is not, called PCU.
Yeah. We'll talk about it next week, though.
We definitely will. So, fucking Manny knocked it out of the park. Really did it.
By the way, Manny, do you have anything you want to plug? Any upcoming shows or anything that you're doing?
Oh, yeah.
Not really. I mean, if you're interested in some... storytelling hip hop and my views on it, you can check out www.theauthormc.com. I put all my music up on there, and I always got a little blog post explaining why I wrote what I wrote.
Yep.
So yeah,
we'll put some links up in the WordPress and stuff like that for you.
Awesome. And if we can ever figure out how, we'll put links up on the regular website too.
Mm-hmm.
God willing, yes.
God's willing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys got a dope idea here. I do appreciate you having me on, because this has been, I've listened to quite a few episodes now, and it's pretty hilarious. So keep on.
For gracing us with your storytelling. It was
Yeah, man, thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
You knocked it out of the park. Because, you know, normally we end by saying that Seth did it best, but
I mean, how do
you beat... Yeah, how do you beat Colin Firth and Hugh Grant just macking on each other real hard? Yeah.
Going to town.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Going to that London town.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's one diary entry that I want to read.